This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The U.S. is in the middle of a major push to convince semiconductor companies to build new chip manufacturing plants here in the U.S. But tucked within that project is an effort to promote childcare. Any application asking for $150 million or more in CHIPS Act funding is required to include a childcare plan for its workers and contractors. As that money starts to flow, Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes looks at how access to childcare is a problem for many companies, not just computer chip makers, and how one business is trying to solve it.
It's story time at the Tyson Learning Center, next door to the company's poultry plant in Humble, Tennessee. Pre-K teacher Tiki R. Pewitt rounds everyone up.
I need all of my friends to have a seat on their bottoms, please. Let me see you do crisscross applesauce.
Pewitt works for KinderCare, the company Tyson hired to run this center. All of the kids are related to workers at the plant. Some of them have been here since 4:30 in the morning. That's right before the day shift starts. Tyson's Garrett Dolan says the company wants to make sure its workers have a place to bring their kids.
We need guaranteed open slots at the hours that we operate. And the only way to control that was for us to do it ourselves.
Dolan works in HR. He says he pushed to open this on-site childcare center because in rural areas where many of the company's plants are located, there simply isn't enough affordable childcare. And that makes it hard for the company to attract workers.
You're thinking, gee, I can make $36,000 a year, but I'm going to have to pay $11,000 of that for childcare. Is it worth it? And I think a very common answer is no, it's not.
Both Tyson and the state of Tennessee subsidize the care. Dolan says that parents pay on average $1.66 an hour. That's less than half of what it would cost elsewhere in the state, according to a recent study. And that is life-changing for shift workers, some of whom don't have a lot of outside support.
You know, a lot of people say they have a village. I don't have a village.
Tiffany Butler runs a deboning machine at the Humboldt plant. She has five kids and stopped working when her youngest was born in 2021. She was able to rejoin the workforce this summer because of that inexpensive childcare at Tyson.
I was really excited about getting to be a working mother, a woman, and get to be able to be independent. And that's big.
Butler says her kids are happy and learning, so she'll stay with Tyson, even if she gets offered another job with a bigger salary. And that is what companies call a sticky benefit. But Elliot Haspel says linking childcare to employment will inevitably leave out lots of workers. He's author of the book, Crawling Behind, America's Childcare Crisis and How to Fix It.
Think about the millions of gig workers in this country. They don't have an employer of record. They cannot and will never be able to have access to childcare benefits.
The Tyson program's a pilot. The company's Garrett Dolan says he's hoping to see an increase in worker retention and an intangible benefit, a boost to the company's reputation. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.